Hi, this is Education for Anitra Carter, ANITRA CARTER. Date of service is 12/29/2023. Date of birth is 8/30/1976. Date of accident is 7/11/2023. Miss Anitra Carter is involved in the second accident as dated 7/11/2023. In this accident, patient alleges that she was a restrained driver and she was hit on a passenger side in a T-bone fashion. This impacted her head with a headache on the frontal side with symptoms of dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, forgetfulness, fearful of the event, disorientation. And she does suffer from seizures independently before this accident. In addition, patient reports that she's suffering from severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back. She injured her chest and the right breast. She injured her right shoulder. Ongoing numbness and pain in the third and fourth finger. And she also has a severe contusion of the knee bilaterally as well as both the legs. She has a numbness and tingling of both the legs and numbness and tingling of both legs as such below the knee, front and back and laterally. Today she reported that her pain is around 9 in all the areas reported, which include head, neck, lower back and the left shoulder. She is unable to lift more than 90 degrees of abduction, beyond which she has a pain. Now she is also reporting pain in the left hip, which is 9. And pain in the left knee, which is 9, and the shoulder, left shoulder, which is 9. She has a hard time walking and carrying out her life duties. An MRI of the left knee was found to be completely normal. The patient reported that her pain in the left knee is still there, and she still has a lot of pain in the left hip and the left shoulder, and then she requests an MRI on these. Her ADLs are affected around 9.5 out of the scale of 1 to 10. She does not report any radiation of pain in the upper extremity or lower extremities from the spine. However, she does report numbness and tingling of the second, third and fourth finger. Patient reports almost 10% relief with the current pain management protocol, and please review the chart for the ADLs for the system review, for the additional history, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. In the physical examination, please mention that blood pressure is 131/101, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam comes from a previous visit, which is dated 9/13/2023. Dictation number is 1010-041. Along with diagnosis, the plan is to continue treating the patient with conservative treatment as per her choice. She wants to try chiropractic treatment, which is okay with us, acupuncture, occupational therapy, and a caseworker has been added, and she is already doing home exercises. She's an obese woman. We have requested her to join a gym with water pool therapy. She's being referred to psychiatry for a depression, or a neurologist for ongoing headaches and seizure problem that she has. An MRI of the left shoulder and the left hip is ordered, and rollator walker has been ordered, in addition, patient was already provided a medication on the last visit of 12/21/2023, where she's continuing with Mobic, Flexeril, and then Narcos 10 milligram twice a day for 15 days was provided, and Xanax is provided 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety. Nerontin is provided for headaches and seizure problem, 600 milligram twice a day. Lidocaine ointment was provided for topical pain relief. A photo biomodulation device was ordered for her lower back, in addition for home laser treatment. Patient is actively doing physical therapy, neuropsych therapy, counseling, and she is being referred to a psychiatrist. The patient is fairly stable. She did come for an injection one time on 10/27/2023, and she and I have made up our mind to begin the process of injection on the next 2 weeks later, from January onward. Her MRIs are positive for the lumbar region, for the cervical region, and will require extensive treatment. Thank you.